boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I think it's a sign I'm officially an adult because something's happening to me that I've never experienced before. I live in Marion, and somebody in the city of Marion is running for an office of some sort, and they have my same name. So there's signs with like an election sign of some, I don't know what I'm talking about. Clearly, I shouldn't run for any office. Signs saying my name, but it's not my name and it's not me. Running for, like, I think city council. It says Destiny and then it's a different last name and they're running for like Marion City Council.
Oh.
And it trips me up every single time because I'll be like, like driving in Marion, getting coffee or getting groceries, and I just minding my own business. And then I see my name and I'm like, what? And I'm like, oh, just, it's just a political sign. That trips me up.
Are you going to start telling people? Like, what are you going to do with this? Are you going to start telling people that it's that's you? Me. Like, oh, those are my supporters? Or I don't
should
know.
Is that a criminal? Like, is that a fine? It's fake. Obviously, it's
impersonation?
Faking an
impersonation.
It's
I don't
faking
know.
An identity,
right?
But is it faking a political?
Or do you make your own signs? You're not really. You're not running
yeah.
for anything.
I should.
It is your destiny to vote for Destiny.
Wait, that's good. The other Destiny, don't steal that because I'm going to take that.
But you're not running for anything.
Definitely not. I am not qualified.
Running for
whatever we're running for.
The hills. I don't know.
Running for the hills. No, that's good.
Could put that at the bottom. Like,
yeah,
you know,
okay.
Like the little asterisk.
Yeah. So my slogan is,
it is your destiny to vote Destiny.
Running for the hills. That's good.
I like it.
Running for the hills.
I'm going to go get my crafts to start these signs right now.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I feel like as you get older, you kind of grow out of getting like a really out there Halloween costume. Maybe you don't put in as much effort or you're like, I don't have any parties to go to this year. I'm not going to spend the money on a costume. But at the same time, you're like, I wanted that pic for my Instagram.
Yeah.
Here's the perfect remedy for that situation. There is a new AI app that will dress you up for Halloween. Okay.
So you just like upload a photo and then voila, you got a costume on?
Sort of. It's actually, the app itself is not just for Halloween. It's called Endless Summer and it uses AI to create photos that make it look like you went on vacation. So if you wanted like a hot bikini
pic. I ain't believing nothing no more.
I know, don't trust anybody. But now they just added another
setting.
Did
you ever like look at somebody's Instagram or their Facebook and you're like, God, you know what? Shanna is always on vacation. Like, look at me. All I do is work.
Mm-hmm. Or, oh, they're always out at the coolest parties, the coolest bars.
Don't believe anything.
No, you can't because
you're not boring. Okay?
Everything is fake.
We're all boring.
Mm-hmm. That's what this is. I mean, it's called Endless Summer and you can make vacation pictures. And now they just added a new tab, which is for Halloween costumes. Some results I've seen are really, really good and really cool. They're like kind of vintagey. It's always somebody at like a cool dark party in like a vampire costume. I don't know how much control you have over what costume you pick. And then there's some really garbage results where it looks nothing like the person. So
nice.
Try it out if you want. You only get four free photos. And then from there, you have to start paying for it.
Like four free photos a day or four free photos for life?
Until you pay. Four free photos total.
I might give it a shot.
So if we see on your IG.
Whoa. This would have been great when I was single and I wanted to make an ex jealous.
100%. Mm-hmm. For both of them. Mm-hmm. Hot bikini pics.
Yes. Or and that I looked like I was having a great time at the bar or something. You know, where I was like out having like tons of vacations or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I was just home crying over another rom-com.
You didn't have to admit that.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 3:10 and 5:10 on Z102.9.
I must make a confession. I don't know what I'm doing when I am filling my tires with air. Like, I know what I'm doing and I know how to do it, but like I don't know what I'm doing. So I had my emoji lit up on my car yesterday.
Yeah.
And as I was pulling out of work last night, actually.
Exclamation point one.
Oh, yeah. I know her well from my past vehicle. But we were leaving last night, and I could also hear like a strange noise as I was pulling out of the driveway here. And I'm like, oh, no, let me get out and look at this right now. It was fine, but I was not going to be able to drive on the interstate. So I'm like, okay, I'll just go air up me tire and see what happens.
Okay, what are we, SpongeBob me tire?
Yeah. And I quickly realized I don't... What?
I didn't know you spoke SpongeBob.
Yeah, when I stop realizing, like, knowing what I'm doing, I turn into a cartoon character. So I went to the gas station, and I'm like, I know what I'm doing. Some places you have to pay. That seems like a scam to me.
I hate that. Knock it off.
Why am I paying for air? Because if I could just blow up my tire with my mouth, I would.
Same.
But I paid for my air, aired it up, and then you called me and you're distracting me. And I'm like, well, okay, does the tire explode ever? When do I know I'm done? It feels rock solid to me. But is this even enough? Am I going to drive home and then it's going to turn back on? I don't know. Well, I was fine on the way home, but I woke up this morning. Exclamation point. Me tire has no air in it again. I don't know why. I know when it gets cold out, they like fluctuate and stuff. But I'm like, how does anybody know when it's done or you did enough? Not me. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm uncomfy.
Okay. First off, I know where you went and got your tire aired up. I'm going to stop you right now. And I can tell you two things. One, your tire tells you on around it how much you're supposed to inflate it. It gives you a number.
Where?
Around it. Around me tire.
What do you mean around it?
Around it. Like there's words around it. Taylor, have you never read the words around the, what's the
this is going well. No, I haven't.
The silver thing that's in the middle of it. What's that called? The hubcap, okay?
Yeah.
So around that, it tells you the amount that you're supposed to put in. Okay? And you went to a place that you can punch in that amount, Taylor.
No, I didn't.
Oh, where'd you... Okay, maybe you went somewhere.
I went to a place that took my card and then said, good luck, Chuck.
You paid for air? Why would you
I
do that?
I just told you. I got scammed.
No,
$2
Taylor.
For freaking air.
Okay, then my second thing is you need to invest in what I just recently bought, which I went to Walmart, and you can get this, like, handheld thing that you can plug into, like, the cigarette thing, like, where you can plug your... like phone charger and stuff, you plug that in. Again, you punch in the amount that you need for your air, and then it like pumps up your tire for you. You just plug it into your little pump. It's the same thing that you do at the gas station. However, you just plug it into your car, you plug it into the tire, and it does it for you, which means you can do it anywhere. You could have done it here. You didn't have to go, and you definitely didn't have to pay $2.
Well, yeah. Again, who was calling me and distracting me and didn't mention this little nifty invention?
You're getting it for Christmas, sister.
As I should.
Okay, now wait, before you get the pitchfork out and whatever weapons you were thinking about getting out, because you think Neighbor Man's a bad guy in this story, because it kind of sounds like it at the beginning, wait till the end.
I love me a good riot.
She really does have a pitchfork.
What's going on?
Okay, so yesterday I was having a bad day, and I had texted my boyfriend, Neighbor Man, and I gave him the lore, and I was telling him what's going on. And you remember a couple of months ago that Crumble had a brownie that was Dubai chocolate, and I missed out on it, but you got your hands on it.
I remember her fondly.
I never got it, and I was very devastated about it. Mm-hmm. And he heard all about it. Well, he knew that I was having a bad day, and he's like, will this make your day better? They brought it back. I was like, oh, my God, shut up. Yes, it will. Please, oh, my God, get it for me. Well, around 7:33, he goes, would you be willing to order it on the app for me, and I can go pick it up? I was like, you're joking.
Mm.
You're freaking kidding me right now. You offered it to me when you knew I was having a bad day, yet you're going to make me pay for it? This is, are we on what would you do? Because what I would do is throw you in jail right now.
Whoa.
Or I'm going to go into jail because I'm going to do something real bad. But whatever. I was like, fine. What time do you want me to push it through? I'll do it curbside. I just want this freaking brownie, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He goes and picks it up for me, and he brings it home, immediately hands it to me, and hands me a $20 bill with it. Wow. I was like, what's this $20 for? And he goes, did you really think I was going to make you pay for it? I said, honestly, kind of, yeah, and I was going to talk crap about you on the radio tomorrow.
Whoa. So you kind of did, but also didn't.
Yeah, you know what? So he's not as bad as I thought. He's like, did you really think I was going to do that? I said, kind of, but that's just because I was having a bad day, so.
But in the end, you probably profited.
I did. I profited $20. Girl math, I profited $20. Yeah. And a brownie. It was quite a night.
Okay. So what are we doing here?
She's like, I had my pitchfork out and I'm ready to use it.
I wasted it.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Oh. Oh, no. One moment.
Her microphone.
Sorry about that. Back to scheduled programming. What's going on with this moving truck out front? It's been there since yesterday. Who's moving?
I have no idea.
Well, you're supposed to know. You're the nosy one.
What the? What do you mean I'm the nosy one?
Because you're always looking.
Right, I am always nosy.
Who's leaving? Who's coming? Who's going? Who's moving?
Okay, here's my first thought. Maybe we're getting a studio renovation and no one's told us.
Oh.
It's like a surprise. You know what I'm saying? You know how like the home improvement shows, it's always like,
move that truck.
Uh-huh.
Move that truck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it always happens when they're just happen to not be home. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
So like, maybe it will happen over the weekend.
Oh.
Maybe the part-timers know about it, but none of us full-timers know about it. You know what I'm saying?
I doubt it.
Okay, then my second idea is that the next door neighbors, they work on cars or something. I don't really know what they do. Maybe they're working on a moving truck. It's one of those things. You never see a school bus fill up with gas. Same thing with a mail truck. You never see it fill up with gas. You never see a moving truck get worked on.
Well, thanks. I'm going to fall down a rabbit hole tonight.
You're welcome.
Thinking about all of those things and why I have never gotten to see them.
You're welcome. That's why.
Great.
I discovered something about my boyfriend neighbor man's mom that some might say is fishy.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
She has her Christmas tree up already.
Oh, wow.
I discovered that this weekend. I drove by her house and I could see it up. People tend to put their Christmas tree right up the living room window.
Oh, duh. So everybody can see it.
Of course. You want to brag about it, right? I saw it as I drove by and I go, oh, my God. She beat me to the punch. I didn't think anybody would beat me to the punch, but she did, in fact, do just that. So I texted her because I was like, am I seeing things? Am I seeing what I want? Is it like, what is that?
Yeah.
But she confirmed via text. She, in fact, does have her Christmas tree up. No ornaments yet, but she does have it up.
That was my next question. How long has it been up?
That I didn't ask, but okay. It's been up for, I'm assuming, a while.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since I've known this since Saturday, it's got me thinking. Do I put my Christmas tree up?
Dear God, you have found your match. I will say that, first of all. I know some people are like, oh, the in-laws, we don't get along. That's your match.
No, I love his mom. There's a reason why I love his mom. That's why.
I mean, to beat you to putting it up, because normally you are pre-Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh. I was already thinking about it, and I'm like, I think I'll put it up around November 1st. But even this morning, I'm like, God, I really want it up. So I might force some bonding between my boyfriend and neighbor man this weekend.
That sounds like it's going to go well. Forced bonding is always a good place to start.
It requires him to bring it down from the attic. It's heavy. I ain't doing it. And he has to put it up, too. It's too heavy. I'll put the ornaments up. He's just got to bring it down. And then we got to find
it. I don't know. I can't talk you out of anything because when Christmas time comes around, you turn into, like, a little bit of a demon. So I'm not going to start this year off on the wrong foot.
And it also will stay up again, like it did last year, till at least my birthday or after, which is February 9th. Why are you looking at me?
Because now
like that?
we're creeping into the 6 month range.
Yes.
Of having it up. And to that I say, do you?
What the heck? What is going on with Dancing with the Stars? Now we are going to talk about it. So if you don't want any spoilers, now is the time to.
La 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 la.
That is perfect. Now that you're doing that, What is going on with Dan's?
Okay, what do you mean?
Why is Andy still in the competition? Now, is it what I talked about last week, which is the theory I saw on TikTok? Are people voting for him because we got the hots for him? Like, what's going on? I love the man. Don't get me wrong. I kind of do want him to win. Mm-hmm. Now, he's got a soft spot for me, but I was honestly shocked a little bit. I didn't think he would go home. I actually kind of thought it would be the girl from Boys Meet.
Danielle.
Yeah, I thought it would be her. Definitely didn't think it was going to be Scott. I did not see that coming.
Mm-hmm.
That threw me.
I am going to say Andy's kind of doing this to himself because he keeps making these sweet comments of every week
I love it here
and I'm having so much fun and I just want to stay. He does. And I do think
he knows what to say at the right moment.
Yeah. And he really is at its core what the show is about. Which
100%.
Is stars who can't dance, respectfully, learning how to dance
and getting better.
And getting better.
Last night was actually really good.
Absolutely. And I feel like his body has transformed.
100%.
Like, he's looking great. He's moving more swiftly. So I think that's what it is. Do I think it's fair that Scott went home? Not really. But he is kind of what the show is all about.
I'm here for it. I do like him. But I was just still shooketh is what I'll say. I was really shooketh more on Scott. I just didn't see that coming.
He was at the bottom of the pack for me. It's between him. I do fear Danielle is probably on the chopping block soon. Mm-hmm. And I think Jen is on the chopping block soon.
Okay, and that's what I wanted to talk about. So as somebody who's still yet to see Wicked, I know, cancel me.
Mm-hmm.
I am kind of glad I hadn't seen Wicked yet. Now, I really did want to watch the movie before we got into Dancing with the Stars this week. But I will say I was kind of glad because there was a lot of dances that I got to watch last night that I felt like they told me the story
mm-hmm.
or the scene for Wicked through the dance, which was so cool. I've never seen it before. I'm like, wow, you know, even Andy, I'm like, I felt like I learned mm-hmm. that scene through his dancing. Or Whitney, I was like, whoa, I think I know what's happening here. And it was really, really cool to learn it through their dancing. Jen, I was like, you lost me. What is happening here?
Mm-hmm.
And I love her. And so I just was, I don't know if it was the choreography or what went wrong, but I just was like, I don't really know what's the story behind the song and the,
uh-huh.
I don't know what we're telling here, to be quite honest with you.
I don't know, because I think it's from the second movie, which has not come out. So I can't help you, and I've never seen the Broadway play, so I don't know.
Okay, maybe that's what it was. I just didn't really care for it.
I just think she was blaming Jan a little bit, saying, I've been waiting for harder choreo. Girl, you better point that toe before you start asking for something a little harder. I'm just saying.
Taylor coming out.
Stretch the arch before we get harder choreo.
We've been doing a bracket here at Z102.9 for Dancing with the Stars, mm-hmm. and we've been loving it. Money's on the line. It's going great. Taylor's in second place. I'm in third, tied with like six other people.
Pretty much everybody else except producer Ben and Claire.
What do you think about another bracket, though?
I'm enjoying it because I know that there's tons of people who are using this app, by the way, Bracketology, because it has a ton of different reality shows. I'm kind of loving it because I am competitive in nature.
Great. I have a proposition for you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about another bracket? More money on the line. This time, at least for sure, it's me, my boyfriend, neighbor man, and you could be in it if you'd like to.
Mm. Well, this is weird. What is it?
Finding Mr. Christmas. Do you remember that Hallmark reality TV show I was watching last year where they're trying to find the new star of the Christmas Hallmark movie?
Mm-hmm.
So they have like six guys who are competing in different challenges each week.
Like chopping wood in the sexiest way?
Yes.
Yeah.
And wrapping Christmas presents?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that? That does require you to watch like a Hallmark reality
mm-hmm.
show.
I hate it, but I may hate it enough that I find joy in it.
Great.
You know me. I love garbage reality television.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a whole nother level of corny for me, probably.
Yeah.
But I do feel the standard needs to be a little different, or the prize, I should say.
Okay.
I don't know about money. I feel like we can do something better.
Okay, I'm here.
I don't know what it is. You just said neighbor man is involved.
Oh, yeah. So we watched the show. You had mentioned it in a trending with Taylor. And then I was like, okay, well, I'm hooked. I want to watch Finding Mr. Christmas. Then I got my boyfriend neighbor man into it. One thing led to another. The man was hooked. Now he wants to do the bracket. And he was like, get as many people involved as you can. Get Taylor in. Okay. So now he wants you into the bracket.
I mean, I've been summoned.
You am.
I feel, I don't know if it's food that we put on the line.
Okay.
Like, winner has to buy cookies for everyone.
Yeah.
Or winner is immune from buying gifts for everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
That's fun.
Tin of popcorn.
Yes.
Wait, I can't have popcorn. I have braces. Shoot. We have to keep thinking about it. But I do like the idea. Maybe it's Christmas themed.
Something Christmassy, high enough stakes, because if you want my boyfriend Curly to be involved,
yes, we do.
There needs to be some stakes involved, okay? I haven't even proposed
this to
him.
The man likes food.
He needs something to motivate him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure what that is. I may need you to phone a friend, a.k.a. neighbor man.
I'll talk to him tonight.
Come up with a proposition and I will propose it to said Curly.
This better happen because it's going to be epic.
I'm ready for it.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
This is going to be the most important question I ask all day. Which group are you in?
I only know from quickly getting on TikTok. I'm in group 7.
Okay.
Are you in group 7?
My people. Group 7. Stand up. Where we at?
Is that you too?
Yes, I'm in group 7, of course.
Why are we in group 7?
Okay, let me explain, because if you're lost and maybe you've seen it in all of the TikTok comment sections, or I think it's even moved to like Instagram and stuff, it's everywhere. People saying, hey, are you group 7? Let me explain. Because to tell you shortly, it doesn't make sense, okay? So prepare for that. I don't have a lot of answers. It started with this girl named Sophia James. She is a singer. She actually was a contestant on American Idol, I guess. And she started posting videos to promote her song, So Unfair. And the goal was, just like any other TikTok, was to post so many things and flood people's feeds that her song would go viral. And she posted a couple. And then by the fourth one, she started labeling the clips and saying, if you're seeing this, you're group 4. I'm doing an experiment to see which video does the best. So then group 4, she posts another video and says, you guys are group 5, group 6, group 7. As you can imagine.
Oh, I did not get Sophia. Is that her name, Sophia? I did not get hers.
Okay, then you're not in group 7, so you're phony.
I don't think I got hers. I just got somebody else's. I don't think it was hers, but maybe it was. I think it was somebody else's.
Well,
I guess I could look.
I can show you the screen grabs, because I wanted to see the numbers.
Definitely was not
okay,
her.
Okay, phony. You're not actually in group 7 then.
Are you serious?
No.
Am I really not?
You're
That's
not
so sad.
Officially in
Hold
group 7.
Hold on, let me double check. I don't think I was in. No, yeah.
She has bangs. Her username.
Yeah, no, no.
Okay, so yeah, you're not actually in group 7. It's people. It was an experiment to see which one landed on people's For You pages. Clearly, you haven't seen any of them. So actually,
I think
group-less.
It was somebody recreating it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
So
like if you redid it.
Yeah, doesn't count. You're groupless.
Really?
Yeah, you don't have
okay.
a group.
Well, but whoever recreated it, I said I was group 7, if that tells you anything. So I'm going to count as it for now.
No. You're groupless. You need to find a group.
Well, can I tell you what they said, what people were commenting in group 7? Like what they were?
Mm-hmm.
It was all medical.
Medical?
Well, when the video I was on, they're like, oh, it said, if you're in group 7, I just want to know, what do we work? What is our field? What do we do? Why are we related? Is what the video was.
Uh-huh.
And so I was reading in the comments, and it was all people who work in the medical field. It was like therapists, RNs. It was like people who do surgeries and all these things. And I was like, I do not count in this. But then it reminded me, do you know that guy, Andrew, who I keep getting his phone calls? It's that guy who must have my phone number on his resume. And so people who are interested in hiring Andrew, by the way, you've got my number on your resume and people want to hire you, please change your number. And they keep calling me and they want to hire you. I think that's why I got that one. Anyway, so I'm group seven.
You're in a different group seven because all the comments I've seen are like, group seven's the hot girl group, Diva Slay Down Boots. That's my group seven.
I am not group seven.
It's those girls in the afternoon and trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Trust us, we get how crazy the holidays get. You're going to have your own holiday party, if not two, at work, whether it's a Thanksgiving one or a Christmas one. And then your significant other will probably have one. Then the kids might have a school holiday party. Then you got the family, right?
Well, and then on top of that, you got to do your gift shopping. Oh, you have to make sure whatever food you have to prepare, like you have the groceries for that. It's like, oh God, there's so much on the horizon with the holidays, which is exciting, but also stressful.
Absolutely.
We want to make sure that you can check off your do your good deed for the holiday season a little bit early with Stuff the Wagon this year.
That's why we are so excited to give you Stuff the Wagon 2 weeks earlier than normal so that you don't have to worry about it and you can get your do good done a little bit easier before the craziness of the holidays start to happen. So we're kicking it off on November 10th. We're going to be at the Marion location for Zio Giannos, which is awesome. So when you stop by and see us in the trunk of the station wagon, you could drop off that supplies for Cedar Valley Humane Society and then pop into Zio Giannos and get dinner for the fam.
Mm-hmm. If Marion doesn't work for you, then the next three Mondays after that, we will be in Iowa City. That's Monday, November 17th, the 24th, and December 1st. And then we'll wrap things up back here in Cedar Rapids on the southwest side of town on Monday, December 8th. So whichever one works for you, or you want to follow us around to each spot and go to every single Zio Giannos.
Oh my goodness, Zio Giannos for 5 weeks in a row. Heck yeah.
I'm down. That's a challenge I'm behind.
They're affordable. Why not?
And it's all to benefit our friends at Cedar Valley Humane Society. We've been doing this. This will be our third year now. Because mm-hmm. They also get very busy during the holiday season because it gets cold out and they have more animals that they're taking in. So we want to make sure that they are taken care of and have a happy holiday season too. So we have their wish list on our website because there are some specific things that they are looking for, but they are happy to take any donation from food to litter to treats, toys, cleaning supplies, office supplies. All of that is listed on our website at kzia.com.
We cannot wait to see you for the third Stuff the Wagon presented by Zio Giannos. And we're going to be at their location, whether it's Marion, Iowa City, or Cedar Rapids. Get the full details right now, kzia.com, or even on the free Z102.9 app. You can get all the details about Stuff the Wagon with Zio Giannos.
I feel like I need to be put back in middle school when your parents would take your phone away at night when you went to bed. Because I have proven that I cannot handle falling asleep to TikTok recently. Because I keep sending people TikToks in my sleep.
What? I haven't gotten any.
I'm actually surprised you haven't. I don't know how it's happening. And it's bad. I know you shouldn't fall asleep while scrolling, but I do. Okay. Sue me. No, don't. Just kidding. I don't have the money for that. But I do. Most nights. Okay.
She's like, I can't even afford a latte. Please don't do it.
Seriously. I either completely fall asleep while scrolling, or I will fall asleep scrolling and then wake up because the same video is repeating or whatever and realize and then put my phone down. And I don't know what possessed me today to go to my, like, inbox, I guess. Honestly, you're really the only person that sends me TikToks on TikTok.
A lot, too.
So I saw one of my friends from college who, I mean, I just don't really keep up with on the regular. I saw her name at the top and I was like, that's weird. Did she send me something and I like missed it? It would be a little odd for her to send me something on TikTok. I click on it and it was me. I have sent her two different TikToks in the month of October in my sleep. One was a grocery haul. I don't know why. It wasn't something I remember watching, not one of my favorite creators or anything. And then the other one was some guy ranking his favorite Pharrell songs. She never answered. And now
I wonder why.
I panicked and I'm like, does she think that I'm like a freak of nature? Why would I be sending this girl grocery hauls and Pharrell songs? So I deleted them. I deleted the messages. I deleted the evidence.
Taylor, because I panicked. Well, the one has been in there for a while. You need to acknowledge this.
I can't. And this is not the first time this has happened.
Were you guys roomies?
No.
Oh, just somebody from college? Even worse, she thinks you're a freak.
I don't know what's more concerning is that she didn't answer.
Yeah.
Because, like, I would be embarrassed if she was be like, haha, like, is this for me? Because that's happened before, too.
You know what's funny? Is I guarantee, oh, is she from a small town?
Not really.
Because, I wonder if she's, like, talking in the small town, like, oh, you know that Taylor who's
well,
on
I'm
the
like,
radio?
Did she text any of our, like, mutual
mm-hmm.
friends?
And she
like,
is.
She's gone off the deep
end. Yeah, that's what she's doing. She's like, remember Taylor from, whatever class you guys had in college, she's totally gone off the deep end. She's sending me weird TikToks. And you know, she's on the radio. She's talking mad crap about you.
No, she's talking about Pharrell songs and groceries, apparently.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Think about all the things that you did before 9 a.m. this morning, because it could be the answer for tonight's trivia question. 38% of people do this every day before 9 a.m. What is it?
I fear.
Why?
I don't know.
Why do you think it's embarrassing?
Because, like, I feel like at my big age, you're supposed to be, like, productive in the morning.
She slept until 8:30.
I did sleep until 8:30 today. I can't sleep, okay? Anyways. I wish I was more productive. I'm not. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
I don't want to brag, but I woke up at 6.
Yeah, see, I'd love to get there. Normally, I get up at 7. I've been in a real rut recently.
Go to bed earlier.
I can't. Anyways, I've got a lot of issues.
38% of people do this every day before 9 a.m. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
I don't know about you, but if you ask me, like, what did you do before 9 a.m., everything I did before 9 a.m. disappears in my head.
None of your business.
But I want you to think about what you did before 9 a.m. because it could be the answer for tonight's trivia question. 38% of people do this every day before 9 a.m. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, 3829 said work out.
I like to. That's my goal.
It's always the goal. Does it always happen?
We'll talk another day.
Yeah, let's not.
Sally said, have a soda. That was me in college. I mean, it was a Casey's breakfast pizza alongside a Mountain Dew. That got me through high school and college.
That's crazy.
Oh, God. Some days I still dream about it.
A Mountain Dew before 9 a.m.? That?
With a Casey's breakfast pizza, they slap.
I'm not judging the breakfast pizza. Mm-hmm. I'm judging the Mountain Dew straight up acid in the veins at 8 a.m.
So good.
0428 said they take a work call.
Sometimes I'm like, oh, you called? Didn't see it.
Oh, whatever. You're the one making calls.
You're right. 38% of people do this every day before 9 a.m. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in 3 minutes.
You're the one who doesn't take my phone call before 9 a.m.
Yeah, because you know what? I know it's about work.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck in a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Question tonight, 38% of people do this every day before 9 a.m. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
talk to themselves. 38% of people talk to themselves every day before 9 a.m. My question is talking to your dogs talking to yourself?
I was just going to say, I talk to my cats, but in a way that I'm like telling them what's up. Like, oh, guys, I don't feel like going to work today. Instead of just walking around being like, oh, hey, me, let's not go to, you know what? I don't know. It's easier when you have pets to talk to your pets about it.
No, 100%. Even today on the walk, I was talking to my dog, Evie. I'm like, all right, that was a good poop out of you today. What? Or let's turn the corner here.
Two very different vibes.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.